worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Then looking briefly in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful opportunity you give us of being able to know you and being able to walk with you. Thank you for the wonderful, blessed, and great opportunity you give us of being able to help our children to come to know you, and the privilege of being able to disciple them, helping them to learn to grow up in their walk with you. Father, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace as leaders in the body of Christ, as parents, as grandparents. Help us to be diligent in discipling our children, helping them to learn more about your word and how to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And teach us how important it is that this be a high priority for us as parents, helping our children come to know Christ and to follow him. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we're so thankful that we can come before you today, and we lift high your name today, Father. We adore you. We love you. We thank you for being a God of loving kindness shown toward us. We rejoice in that today. We thank you. We thank you for our special guests. We pray your blessings on them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. This is collection week for Operation Christmas Child, and we're hoping that lots of people will take the opportunity to follow through with that part of this great outreach to children all over the world. You can help to send the good news of Jesus Christ to children all over the world through a simple shoebox gift. Packing a shoebox results in evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication. This is a direct way for you to help equip the local church around the world in many different nations. Operation Christmas Child's local ministry partners with a simple platform, a shoebox gift, to reach their own communities and establish long-term relationships in hard-to-reach areas in more than 100 unreached people groups. These gift boxes are opening doors for evangelism and follow-up discipleship, often resulting in churches being planted. You can pack your shoebox now with any standard shoebox and drop it off during this week, again, which is collection week, November 15th through the 22nd. For more information, just go to samaritanspurse.org/OCC to learn more about it and to find out where a local drop-off location that is near you would be in your community. Again, samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Hope that you will do just that. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We are greatly blessed and honored to have some very special guests with us today. Joshua Davis Sr., who's the dad, and Joshua Davis Jr., and Malaika, and, you know, all the gang. They're excited. They're excited that we have our special guests with us today. That's Pete the Prayer Pup, Kitty the Church Cat, Howard the Heavenly-Minded Horse, Red the Rooster, and Shep the Sheep. All of them are excited that we have our guests with us today. So Joshua and little Joshua and Malaika, how are you all today?
Good.
Fantastic. We are so blessed.
We are so blessed with this great day because of the awesome God.
Yeah, our awesome God has brought us here. We're so thankful for the opportunity to be here and just so excited and really blessed with the scriptures that you read that touched our hearts. And just, again, excited to be with you today, our brother.
All righty. Well, thank you all for taking the time. And some of our listeners may recall that Joshua and Malaika were two of the individual young people that participated a few months ago in our Ten Commandments speech contest. And both of them did outstanding jobs with the speeches that they shared. And their speeches have blessed a lot of people since that time. So thank you all again for being with us today. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Ten Commandments Project, but also we're wanting to get to learn a little bit more about Joshua and Malaika in particular, as well as Dad, too. So we're grateful to have you all on. And so, Joshua, as we begin, I wanted to ask you this specifically. You know, the children, Joshua and Malaika, of course, they participated in the program. And so I tell you, how we're going to start off is I'm going to ask you to share just whatever's on your heart to share about them, and then we're going to hear Malaika's speech and hear from Malaika. So, Dad, if you'll just, whatever you want to share about your children before we get started.
Thank you for that. You know, children are such a blessing, as the Word tells us.
Mm-hmm.
You desire so much for your children to walk with Him because that's the most important thing.
Mm, praise
so,
God.
We see them growing up, and we see them facing challenges, and just to see them happy to get into the Word and happy to pray and happy to know their Father is the greatest blessing that I could have. So seeing my offspring walking in His ways is such a blessing. It just supersedes any of the other blessings that I can have in this life.
Mm. Well, praise God again. Thank you so much for coming on. And and you've shared, of course, you pulled them out of school a little bit to be on our broadcast. We really appreciate the sacrifice you all made. And so at this time, we're going to start. We're going to listen to Malaika's Ten Commandments speech that she shared during the contest. Again, she and Joshua both did great jobs with their speeches. We're going to listen to Malaika's speech, and then we're going to talk to Malaika a little bit. And Malaika is 7 years old. And Joshua is 9. So we're going to hear Malaika's Ten Commandments speech at this time.
Okay. Hi, my name is Malaika, and it means angel in Uganda. Today we are talking about the Ten Commandments. The first one that I'm talking about is lying. Lying makes God sad because He just made us. And He thought that we didn't make friends because we control ourselves. So, back to the Ten Commandments. God made us, and we do not like to lie because it just doesn't make God happy. We can lie to our parents, our family mothers, members, and our friends, anybody. Anybody, I tell you, anybody. Just don't lie. In the future, you might lie, and in the past you did lie. Everybody makes mistakes. So the second one is my favorite. Honor your mother and father. Your mom and your dad help you a lot. They clean the house for you, and we want to respect them back because we want to obey our mother and father. That way we get long life. Because we get to have long life just like Noah if we obey our mother and father. Our mother and father are really great to us. They give us rewards. They gave us a shelter. And we want to be respectful for them back. We do not want to lose their heart. Our hearts were made from their hearts. Our mom birthed us. We do not want to ruin ourselves, okay? We do not want to destroy our mom's heart. And our dad works hard for us, really hard for us. He gets everything that we need for us. He gets the shelter. He gets the couch. He gets anything that we want or need. This sometimes when it's too possible, impossible. The third one that I want to talk about is the Sabbath, which is Saturday. Do not work on that day. I'm not going to tell you why, because I just don't want to tell you why. Okay, everybody, it's not really good. So, we want to be relaxed with your family, like sleep, have a nap, anything. Just go to church. It's a good place. Really. I'm not lying. Because you can actually play there, but just quietly, okay? Be there quietly. Do not do anything else. Okay, now, like and subscribe, and bye!
All right, that was Malaika's speech. Great job, great job. Malaika, thanks for being with us today. And Malaika, if you'll, at this time, would you, you were going to read a scripture for us. Would you read that? And then we're going to talk a little bit about your speech, okay?
Okie dokie. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. He is who made us. We are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
All right. Thank you, Malaika. All right. We appreciate you reading. Again, you're a great reader and a great speech maker as well. So thank you for being with us, Malaika. And wanted to ask you a few things about, of course, in relation to your speech. We're really grateful that both you and your brother Joshua participated. Grateful that your parents had you all to participate. Can you tell me, why did you decide to get involved with the Ten Commandments speech contest? What made you decide to get involved?
Because I love God, and I really, really, really wanted to participate in something that was about God. So once I heard this, I was like, yep, I'm going to do it. And thanks to our daddy, we did it because he told us.
Okay. Well, apparently you all have a really good dad. Seemed like a great, great dad. And so we're grateful that he let you all participate. And did you learn anything new from being in the Ten Commandments speech contest?
Yes, I learned a little bit more about Ten Commandments. And guess what? I actually learned it for myself, actually. Kind of weird.
Okay. Well, again, your speech was very inspiring, and I noticed both in the video, both you and your brother, you all didn't read. You didn't even have to read your speeches. You just shared your speeches from your heart. So, but we really appreciated you participating. Okay, then. And I tell you what, Malaika, we're coming up on a break, and after the break, we're going to hear a song, and then we're going to come back and ask you a few more questions before we finish our time with you. So we'll talk to you then. Our phone guests today are Joshua Davis Sr., Joshua Davis Jr., and Malaika Davis as well, as they share about the Ten Commandments and discipling children. We'll be right back.
You're lighting up my way. My soul.
Music of Planet Shakers with Only Way, reminding us that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and salvation. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests today are Joshua Davis Sr. and Joshua Davis Jr. and Malaika. And again, Joshua Davis Jr. is 9 years old. Malaika is 7. And Dad has graciously allowed them to be on the broadcast with us today. And so we're talking back with Malaika. And Malaika, we'll pick up where we left off here. And again, once again, we're really grateful that you all took the time. Malaika, not one more question I wanted to ask you specifically. Again, you did a really good job with your speech. Did you enjoy doing your speech?
Oh, yes, I did.
That's good.
I did.
You did a great job. It looked like you were enjoying on your video, and you did a great job.
I loved it. Oh, I loved it.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
It made enthusiasm, and in my and inside of me, my brain would say, "Come on, stronger, stronger," and I'm like, "Okay."
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like you did a really strong speech, so you must have been obedient. Praise the Lord. So thank you, Malaika, again, for sharing your speech. And you were going to say a word of prayer for us at this time, right?
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day that we have had. Please bless anybody who has not have, who doesn't have families, friends, or anybody. Please bless them, that they will have love from family and friends, and they will have money and a bed and a home. Please bless the poor that are out there, and please bless people that are rich and kind. Please give some of their richness to the poor. That way they can buy a house and have a bed, and they will be nice and warm and start a new life. Please bless the sick that are out there. God, please bless them as they have really bad diseases and sicknesses, even if they deserve it. I'll take my life for them. Please, God, do it. And please bless the lost of people that they have lost, the home, family, friends, money, all that stuff. And please bless the old people that are getting ready to die. Please bless that they will have a great afterlife. And please bless my family and all the animals that are out there, please. And please bless Pastor Joseph. Pastor Joseph. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Malaika, you sound like a little evangelist. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, Malaika, for being with us. We are really grateful to have you on. And so we're going to take time now to hear from Joshua. First, we're going to hear Joshua's speech. Again, Joshua, you did a great job on your speech. We're going to listen to your speech, and then we're going to get a chance to talk with you. So we'll go ahead with your speech, Joshua.
Hi, my name is Joshua, and today we are going to talk about all the Ten Commandments. We must begin with the first one. The first one is, I am the Lord your God. The Lord is our God. He created us in only 6 days. He made the seventh day. We make no idols, and we're also going to go to a review of the first one. The Lord is your God. You must not worship any other gods. That also means do not make idols. That's the second command. The third command is, do not say the Lord's name in vain. The fourth one is, keep the seventh day, the holy day. It's the Sabbath too. The fifth commandment is, honor your mother and father. Sixth one is, do not kill or murder. Seventh one is, do not commit adultery. Eighth one is, do not steal. Ninth one is, do not lie. Tenth one is, do not covet. In my personal opinion, I think that the first one is the best. Because God made Adam out of sand. Can't you believe it? And he made Eve out of Adam's rib. I'm going to go to the fun facts. And nothing is impossible with God. Nothing has been impossible with God. Nothing will be impossible for God. All right. If you want to learn a little bit about me, that would be all right.
Got it. If you know my name is Joshua Jr., if you know that, put a thumbs up. Second about me is I was born in Canada, Toronto, and that's all I can tell you. Joshua Jr. means JJ, by the way. Now, we're going into the fun facts. The first fact is God called another creation woman because the first woman came out of man. Second one is murder means killing someone that is innocent. Killing means killing someone that is your enemy. Anyone who honors their mother and father will have a long life. A long life. And I trust you. Thank you for watching this video about the Ten Commandments. Please make sure you like and subscribe to my channel. Goodbye.
All right, Joshua, you did a great job with your speech as well. Thank you again for participating in the Ten Commandments Project. So at this time, Joshua, I want to ask you, we're going to share a scripture with us. Would you go ahead and read that scripture for us?
Yes, for memorization. I already started, but I'm going to read back.
Okay.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow and death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs overflow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen. The gang liked that scripture as well. Thank you, Joshua. And Joshua, you're 9 years old, right?
Yep.
All righty then. Yeah. Well, Joshua, tell me too, why did you decide to get involved with the Ten Commandments speech contest?
Because I've been interested with the Lord ever since I was like 6 months. Mm. And I love him. I'll always love him, even in the very end of the world.
Mm.
Even if I'm...
All right. Well, I'm glad. We're really glad to hear that. So thank you again. And we really appreciate both of you participating. Now, did you learn anything new while you were, you know, doing what you did to be a part of the Ten Commandments Project?
Yes, it was like really neat, and it was like really good and fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was like so good.
That's good.
And I learned more about the Ten Commandments. It was just like learning all the Ten Commandments without reading from the scriptures. It was like awesome, but not as awesome as he is.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you then. Well, again, you did a great job on your speech. How did you enjoy actually doing your speech? Did you enjoy doing the speech?
Of course. I enjoyed more than average.
Hmm.
I enjoyed better than like all of the speeches that I've ever done.
Hmm.
Except one.
Well, again, you did a great job, and we really appreciated you participating then. So, you were going to say a word of prayer for us as well at this time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would you go ahead?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for keeping us safe in these hard times of COVID-19. We thank you for all the blessings that you gave to us. Please bless the poor, heal the sick, set free the captives, open the eyes of and make the lame walk. Please watch our family, us people related to our family, and Joseph Pastor. Please bless my mom, my dad, me, and Malika for the family, and the people related to our family. In the name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, then. Now, I'm going to ask you and Malika just a few questions, and if maybe either... If both of you, either one of you want to answer, or both, either one is fine, just one at a time if you would, though. But what are some ways in your life, and again, either Joshua, if you want to go first, or Malika, what are some ways in your lives that you see God helping you grow in your relationship to him?
By being baptized, like when you be baptized, your heart goes from old to new, and then you start doing stuff with the Lord. Like, if you baptize your heart, like, you want to believe in the Lord, you baptize yourself, you have a new heart, you are a new man in God, and you continue to follow him all the days of your life. Because God is, he is the only God, he is the king of all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Now, was that Joshua or Malaika that responded there just then?
I pass it to you, Joshua.
Okay, okay then. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that great, great answer there. So what are some ways that you, either one of you, have seen God help other people, that things that you've witnessed in your life? What are some ways you've seen God help people?
Like, by God giving people that, people friends and people to play with, because if they don't, because if they have recess and they don't do anything, what is recess for?
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that bit of wisdom. We appreciate that. Now, do you all get a chance to participate in your worship service at your at the church that you're a part of? Are there things that little children can get a chance to do sometimes?
Yes. I participate in the lyrics and the overhead, because because Jesus himself said, if I'm the master, I'm also the servant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so children get a chance to participate in the church service. That's something that you all get a chance to do then?
Yes, and I also participate in giving my dad the bread, and then we each take a piece of the bread and eat it.
Okay.
Can I do mine now?
Yes.
I would do the same thing as JJ, and I would also bring the wine to the man who says the blessing. That's Daddy.
That's good. That's good. Well, again, and of course, it's a blessing to participate in the communion service in your church. So thank you all again for doing that. Different question. How would either one or both of you say that reading the Bible and devotions help you grow in your faith and learn more about following Jesus?
Like, you made mistakes, and then you want to learn. You read the Bible, you see how you can correct your mistakes that have been offensive to God and men. So you can do the stuff that people do in the Bible, and then you will grow favor in God higher than ever.
Good answer, good answer. Okay, all right. Malaika, did you want to share anything as well?
Yes, please. So one night, I actually read something on a bookmark, and it said, if you read three chapters of the Bible every day, you would your life would be blessed a lot. So I decided to go in with God.
That's good. So you, Malaika, so you would encourage everybody to read three chapters in their Bible every day too then, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's great wisdom. Great wisdom. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that then. So do either one of you have a favorite Bible story that you'd like to share?
You know, my favorite Bible story is the story of Moses, because Moses has a way of words with God more than any prophet ever. And he was, like, the best for me. And I loved him very much. I watched all of his, I mean, I read all of his books.
I take Joshua and Malaika, I'm going to have to jump in. We're coming up on a break, and we're going to pick up on the other side. We'll be right back. Our phone guests today are Joshua Davis Sr., Joshua Davis Jr., and Malaika Davis. We'll be right back.
So close, you could touch it, but you your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Sometimes I think of Abraham, one star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger in this land, and I am that no less than he. And on this road to righteousness, sometimes the climb can be so steep. I may falter in my steps, but never be. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step,
music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Joshua Davis Sr., Joshua Davis Jr., and Malaika Davis, and we're grateful to have them with us. Again, Joshua Jr. and Malaika participated in our Ten Commandments speech contest. Both did a super job, great job, and we're grateful to have them on today. Before we get back to our guests, specifically sharing a scripture from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 13 tell us these words of wisdom. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I've taught you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction and do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Verses 1 through 13. Proverbs chapter 4. Again, wisdom for families. Well, again, grateful to have us, our phone guests, Joshua Davis Sr., Joshua Jr., and Malaika as well. We're going to speak to Joshua Sr. one more time. Joshua, would you tell us anything that's on your heart to share that you'd like to share in the way of encouragement to Christian parents that may be listening today?
Yes, brother. Thank you so much, Pastor Joseph. Indeed, the trying times that we sometimes go through and what it means to be a parent, I just feel like it really helps us to understand how our relationship is with our Father and the patience that He has with us, the mercy He has with us, and learning about how it means to be disciplined and what it means to walk in His ways and be instructed and be raised in the appropriate way. So I just would say that endure through it and learn from it, and then remember that we also are children of our Father, and allow that relationship to grow and to prosper and to pour out into our families. The family is, of course, the institution that He's blessed us with.
Amen. Amen. And, of course, your wife didn't get to be with us today. Tell us your wife's name is.
My wife is Profi, and yes, she couldn't be with us today because she's actually teaching children. She's at work, and she's got our baby boy with her there. But she would love to be here, and she's a big part of why these children are wonderful children who are a blessing. She's been an absolute blessing and an amazing mother, raising them in nourishing love.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, Joshua, I want to ask you this question. Of course, we appreciate hearing back from your dad one more time. What great thing you want to share with us about your mom today?
Always. Mm-hmm. My mom is kind, gentle. She does a lot of work for me. She does stuff. She teaches us how to do stuff so that when we grow up to be parents, we know how to do them, and we don't treat our kids like guilty people. So we want to endure on our mother that trusts in God, because she is one of the best gifts that I have ever had.
Amen.
And like I read in this proverb script that says, if a woman that you marry that believes in God and trusts in God, she is worth more than gems.
Great word, great word. Thank you, Joshua. Malika, anything you want to share with us about your mom?
Oh, I would love to. My mom makes food. She is kind of like the only one who bakes inside the house. But my dad, grills outside.
Mm-hmm.
On the back balcony. It isn't really a balcony, but back to Mama. Mama is a lovely mama. She prepares clothes for us when we don't prepare clothes. She makes our bed when we don't make our bed, and she's the most loving mother ever, and she sings a lot. And we have a jacuzzi, so I think she's gonna let me do it this summer. So I can't wait for summer.
Well, thank you all for sharing. So we get to know a little bit about Mom, even though she didn't get to be on the broadcast with us today too. So thank you all for sharing that then. Joshua, you had a scripture, another scripture from memory you wanted to share with us.
Oh, you mean Joshua chapter 1, verse 9?
Yes, you were going to share that with us?
Yes, I will share that. I'll share the English Standard Version.
Okay.
So this one you don't necessarily have from memory. You sometimes paraphrase it. So okay. You want to read it?
So I want to read the English Standard Version.
Actually, I read
the New King James Version. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I was going to ask this question again to Joshua and Malika specifically. Is there something you can share with us about maybe a problem or a difficulty that you went through in your life where you saw God really help you? Joshua, anything that comes to mind that you'd like to share in relation to that?
These Virginia Studies tests, in third grade, social studies gets harder and harder, every time.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a really hard test. I didn't really know much answers. But then then I memorized the answers because I think God was there. So then I got like an A plus. Perfect day.
So he helped you to do, helped you in your schoolwork, helped you to do much better in your schoolwork, huh?
With wisdom.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Malika, is there anything you'd like to share, some way that you saw the Lord help you with a problem or a difficulty you went through?
Yes. One day, it was at my daycare. We were playing on the blacktop, and I saw my friends, like, trying to prepare for something, and I asked them, what are you preparing for? And they said that they were going to scare a snake away. I'm like, dude, the snake belongs. And we were arguing, but the whole thing got solved when I just had to cheer somebody up.
Okay. So the Lord helped you with that problem too, huh?
Yes, and the way to solve it is being kind. So I'm thankful that God gave me a kind heart.
That's good.
And I have other fruits of the Spirit too. Would you like me to share them?
Okay, say that again.
I have other fruits of the Spirit. Would you like me to share them?
Yes, please.
I have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, joyfulness, faithfulness, and self-control.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing those, Malika, as well. I'm going to say a word of prayer for you all. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Joshua Davis Sr. Thank you for Joshua Jr. Thank you for Malika. Thank you for their wife and mom, Prasi. Thank you for their other sibling as well. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Thank you for the witness of this family. Father, anoint them with a fresh anointing of joy and peace. Anoint them afresh with the spirit of prayer. And Father, I pray that you'd bless them in such a way that the witness of their family will increase with every passing day. Use them individually and collectively to point people to Jesus Christ and use them as mighty witnesses in whatever capacity you desire to use them. And Lord, I pray that you just anoint this broadcast with an even greater anointing so that many would be inspired and encouraged. Use it to encourage others to get involved with the Ten Commandments Project, but just get involved with the great work of discipling, diligently discipling our children. Help us to know, Lord, that there's nothing our children need more than Jesus and the Word of God. Help us as parents to be wise enough to seek to help all of our kids come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. And help us to be wise and diligent in discipling them, helping them to grow up and grow to become mature believers who will live for the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of their lives. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
All right. Well, as usual, towards the end of the broadcast, what we normally do is we invite, if there's someone listening to the broadcast today that has never accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, we want to invite you to make that step. In all of life, there's no more important decision than receiving Christ and ask Him to come into your heart as Lord and Savior. If you're listening today and you want to make that step, that you recognize that you really need Jesus in your heart and your life, and you want to commit your life to Him, would you simply pray this prayer with me today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. I repent of that wrong. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Lord, you told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your spirit, help me to live for you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd invite you to email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share some resources with you that'll help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Please do get in touch with us. Once again, jparker@afa.net. Well, Brother Joshua, thank you, and little Joshua and Malika, thank you all for coming on the broadcast and sharing your heart for the Lord Jesus. We really appreciate you coming on today, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's been a blessing. And I look, we'll look forward to having you all back sometime in the future as well. All right.
Like the animals. They sound cute.
Thank all you. Right. God bless. That's
Thank
wonderful.
You. You all be blessed. And we invite all of our listeners, pray much for the Davis family as they continue to seek to live for Jesus and shine for Him. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.